As reported on the Monday morning program, George Little Oscar Mulchin, the driver of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, has passed away. At his graveside services, and this is true, mourners sang the Oscar Mayer theme song and blew on little hot dog-shaped whistles. For more details, we turn to our resident hot dog and WOMC business editor, Big Al Moscovito, who, from what I've been told, has prepared a very moving tribute to the man behind the wheel of the Wienermobile. It's all part of a special edition of Today in Business.
And now, Today in Business with WOMC business editor, Big Al Moscovito.
George Little Oscar Mulchin, who spent the better part of 36 years driving the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, is dead at the age of 82. From the moment he was born, it seemed that George Little Oscar Mulchin's life would be defined by hot dogs. Born in Frankfurt, Germany, George was one of eight identical sons born to parents Frankie and Wiener. Things weren't easy for George and his brothers. Extremely poor, the eight brothers were forced to sleep in one bed in two rows of four. That's why young George relished the thought of immigrating to America and hoped that one day the rest of his family would catch up with him. He would spend his early years in the new country as a farmhand, and while he didn't think he was cutting the mustard, George was lauded as a hero for once saving freezing livestock by wrapping young pigs in a blanket. But George had bigger plans. He wanted to be top dog somewhere. And that somewhere turned out to be Oscar Mayer and Company. A progressive thinker, George was the first at Oscar Mayer to implement a program known as Safe Sausage, which promoted the use of condiments on hot dogs. It was this innovative style that eventually led George to the pinnacle of his career when he was named official driver of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. While he took his job very seriously, George knew the value of a good sense of humor, once declaring the Wienermobile Jewish after it had its front end clipped off in a traffic accident. Or the April Fool's joke he pulled off when he accidentally rear-ended the Wienermobile. Well, you get the picture. Even in death, George Little Oscar Mulchin wanted to pay homage to the hot dog industry that defined his life. In his last will and testament, he asked that he be buried by the Wienermobile, which he stored in a barn for safekeeping. Today, that barn door is open for everyone to see George's wiener. George Little Oscar Mulchin, Wienermobile driver, dead at the age of 82. Stick a fork in him, he's done. For Today in Business, I'm Big Al Moscovito.